The Internet by Stephen Johnson. Excerpted from Everything Bad is Good for You. Stephen Johnson has authored books on science, technology, and personal experience, including The Ghost Map, 2006, Everything Bad is Good for You, How Today's Popular Culture is Actually Making Us Smarter, 2005, and Mind Wide Open, Your Brain and the Neuroscience of Everyday Life, 2005. Johnson is contributing editor for Wired magazine and columnist for Discover magazine, as well as co-founder and editor-in-chief of Feed. He is a distinguished writer in residence at the New York University Department of Journalism. He has published in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, The Nation, and many other periodicals, and has appeared on The Charlie Rose Show, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and The NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. His website is StephenBerlinJohnson.com. Viewers who get lost in 24's social network have a resource available to them that Dallas viewers lacked. The numerous online sites and communities that share information about popular television shows. Just as Apprentice viewers mulled Troy's shady business ethics in excruciating detail, 24 fans exhaustively document and debate every passing glance and brief allusion to the series, building detailed episode guides and lists of frequently asked questions. One Yahoo site featured at the time of this writing more than 40,000 individual posts from ordinary viewers contributing their own analysis of last night's episode, posting questions about plot twists, or speculating on the upcoming season. As the shows have complexified, the resources for making sense of that complexity have multiplied as well. If you're lost in 24's social network, you can always get your bearings online. All of which brings us to another crucial piece in the puzzle of the sleeper curve. The Internet. Not just because the online world offers resources that help sustain more complex programming in other media, but because the process of acclimating to the new reality of networked communications has had a salutary effect on our minds. We do well to remind ourselves how quickly the industrialized world has embraced the many forms of participatory electronic media, from email to hypertext to instant messages and blogging. Popular audiences embraced television and the cinema in comparable time frames.